Every lap in under a minute. Every move made to matter. Every decision impacting the outcome of the race. Supercars in Perth. Every second matters. Bosch Power Tools Perth Super Sprint, May 17 to 19. Book now at Ticketek. Supercars. Unforgettable.
Do you know how to find the right oil for your car? Now you can find out quickly and easily online, thanks to Castrol's Rego to Oil tool. Simply type in your Rego, select your state, and within seconds you'll know the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. So what's your car best suited to? Just search Rego, the number 2, and oil, and find out.
A Motorsport Podcast Network production.
Great to have you with me, Aaron Noonan here, Repco Supercars Weekly. And yes, I know we normally run these on a Thursday, but there's a very special reason today why we've held this one off to Friday, because there's some very big supercars news that is unfolding this morning. Great to have you with me as we barrel into Repco Supercars Weekly for a Friday. Let's get into it straight away. The team linked to Dick Johnson Racing for the Repco Bathurst 1000 wildcard entry has been revealed exclusively today by V8 Sleuth. There's more details on the website, v8sleuth.com.au. But Michael Anderson and Anderson Motorsport are going to link up with DJR. Now, to give you some background, Michael Anderson is a Bathurst local. He's going to race in the Great Race and fulfill something of a racing dream. He races regularly in the V8 Touring Car / Super 3 Series, it's been called, both of those things in recent years. He raced historic touring cars in a ripping XY GT V8 Falcon before making the move into the V8 Touring Cars in 2016 in an ex-FPR Falcon BF. Then he stepped up to an FG, which was the old Cam Waters DVS winning car, and he's run that himself and for other drivers too. Jaden Ojeda drove it in 2019, Declan Fraser in 2020. Michael stepped back behind the wheel last year in Super 3, and Brad Vaughan is racing that car this year. So Anderson Motorsports entering the car. They've engaged DJR for pre-race prep. They're going to oversee the car in conjunction with Michael's crew for Bathurst. So this, so far, as far as we know so far, three wildcards for the Repco Bathurst 1000. That lifts the entry from 25 to 28. Of course, there's an Erebus car for Greg Murphy and Richie Stanaway. A 888 car yet to be announced officially, but definitely Craig Lowndes is in that car with probably either Declan Fraser or Cameron Hill, their Super 2 drivers. And then this car, which Michael Anderson will be one of the drivers. Now, who the other driver will be, who will sponsor it, all those sorts of details yet to be available, yet to be announced, yet to be confirmed. What is confirmed is that the car he will drive is, in fact, a car he's purchased some time back. It's the ex-Fabian Coulthard Mustang that Fabian raced initially as a Falcon in 2018, a Mustang in 19 and 20, and it hasn't been used since Penske sold out of the sport and of DJR Team Penske. So that car is pretty much going to be, in fact, it will be, the only Penske-era car to remain as a racing car, because the rest of them are either parked up here in Australia or parked up in the United States or going to go to the United States. So no intent on using any of those cars in racing competition. So for Michael to secure this car is a bit of a boon, really. He's 37 years of age, if you're wondering. So he's a bit of an older rookie for the Bathurst 1000 this year. He's been a race winner multiple times in Super 3. He has got his super license confirmed and locked in. He's also been a front runner in previous years in that series in Privateers Cup. And he's been doing it for quite some time. So he's got plenty miles. He was a winner at Bathurst last year at the February round, the season opening. Won one of the races there. So he certainly knows his way around Mount Panorama, not just because he's a local. He's in Queensland today. There's going to be a seat fitting at the workshop today in that car. And then at some point next week, Queensland Raceway, he'll have a handover day where he'll get behind the wheel for the first time. So a bit of news also surrounding DJR this week too. They've re-signed Shell V-Power and Viva Energy as naming rights partner, moving into a multi-year arrangement beyond this year. So that's good news. But big news for Michael Anderson. I don't think anyone saw that coming as to who would be linking up with DJR. So we'll wait and see on who's going to drive with him and how the rest of those details are going to fold on out. But if you want to read the full story, head to v8sleuth.com.au. Now, this one came across my desk during the week, and I have to share it with you. The Supercars E-Series. It's back on July 20. You'll be able to see it on Fox Sports and KO, and I think 7 Plus is showing in a bunch of other places. But I couldn't help but note that the recent iRacing additions, tracks-wise, Sandown and Winton, are going to be included for the very first time. But what really caught my eye, and if anything, it really annoys me, is that they're going to have an enduro in the Supercars E-Series at Sandown. So we can't have a real Sandown 500 enduro, but we're going to have an E-Series enduro at Sandown. Come on, it's time to step up the plate. So People Power got Larko back on the broadcast. It got the stick shift back in the supercar for Gen 3. I reckon we need to get the fans on board with the Sandown 500 coming back. Oh, I cannot believe it. I'm virtually annoyed this morning to read that. It really tickled me up. So anyway, there you go. The E-Series, though. It's cool. I do like the E-Series. It's a bit of fun. And I think that some of the money, the prize money is going to be donated to nominated charities from the various teams and drivers, which is pretty cool too. But let's have a real Sandown enduro and a virtual one, because then I will be a very happy camper. Now, this weekend, there's heaps on. There's no supercars, but two of the biggest events in world motorsport, the Monaco Grand Prix and the Indianapolis 500-mile race at the famous Brickyard. Now, a bunch of supercar people have split and gone to various corners of the world to these events. Chaz Mostert, Nick Perkett, they've hooked up with Ryan Walkinshaw. They're heading to, or in fact, they're there now from what I've seen on socials. They're in Monaco. Jess Dane, Triple Eight co-owners there. Whereas for the United States, Neil Crompton's gone to the Indy 500. Brody Kostecki's gone to the 500. There's going to be plenty of people from this corner of the world to cheer on. Our local, well, local-ish. Well, yeah, we call them local. Our local guys who are in the Indy 500, of course. Scott Dixon starting from pole for Chip Ganassi Racing, of course, the multiple IndyCar winner, the 2008 Indy 500 winner, and one-time supercar driver. He did race for Kelly Racing on the Gold Coast, tested for the Holden Young Lions many moons ago as well. Will Power starts 11th for Team Penske, and Scotty McLaughlin starts 26th. The Brickyard hasn't been too kind to the Penske cars in recent years, but we'll be keeping our eye Monday morning, the early hours of Monday morning. So tune on in. Remember, Indy 500 is on Stan, and of course, Monaco is on Fox and KO. Another Aussie slash Kiwi who is part of our Supercars family, who's going to be in a world famous event this year, is Shane Van Gisbergen. So once we get through Monaco, we get through the Indy 500, the Le Mans 24 hour comes up before the next round of Supercars in Darwin. SVG is going to make his Le Mans debut in a Ferrari, in a pro Ferrari, not just one of those ones where he's lumped in with a couple of slow amateurs and they're going to tootle around at the back. I don't think he's not been to Le Mans. He's not driven the track. He's not driven the car. But if anyone's going to be able to adapt, it will be Shane. So looking forward to seeing how he goes at the 24 hours at La Sarthe, which is the circuit name. Officially, the circuit name. It's Le Mans. Next Saturday, here's something to put in the diary too. June the 4th, the V8 Super Sale. We're going to have one. It's going to be held at Shannon's in Melbourne, our great friends at Shannon's. It's at 40 Corporate Drive in Heatherton from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Lots of bargains, discounts on books and memorabilia, racing DVDs, model cars, so much more. Some surprises too on what we might have on sale. You've got to come down next Saturday. We'd love to see you there. Of course, during COVID, we haven't really been able to sell in person at a lot of places. It's been all online. So we're looking forward to being at Shannon's for the V8 Sleuth Super Sale, Saturday, June 4. If you're in Melbourne or Victoria or anywhere close by, come on in. We'd love to see you. It will be great. Now, this year marks the 100th anniversary of some more of our friends in Repco. They're driven by passion. So are we. You know that so well from listening to our podcast, reading our website. We're all about passion. So too are Repco. You can visit the garage online at garage.repco.com.au. It's your online digital destination of all things motorsport and automotive. Now, on this day, it's something we do regularly on Repco Supercars Weekly. It's May the 27th today. So rewind to 1984. And on this day, round 5 of the Australian Touring Car Championship was at Oran Park, the now defunct circuit in Sydney. It was the last year of the Group C rules for the Australian Touring Car Championship. And it was a win for Bob Morris in a Mazda RX-7. Peter McLeod in the Slick 50 car came home second, and eventual champion of that year, Dick Johnson, finished third in the Green Stuff Palmer Tube Mills Falcon XE. Peter Bright led the race but didn't finish in the Holden Deal Team Commodore with driveline issues the last year of Group C's cool part of championship history on this day back in 1984. Now, next week, the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco is back on Wednesday. It's a special Q&A episode. We've always got a full mailbag. We'll get to answering some of that next week. The Castrol Motorsport News podcast every Tuesday. If you're not listening to it, you've got to get on board. Stefan and Andrew are doing a ripping job breaking down all the big news of Australian and world motorsport, insight and analysis that you don't get anywhere else on the podcasting world in Australian or world motorsport with what they're looking at. Of course, every Wednesday is the V8 Sleuth podcast powered by Repco. Thursday, Repco Supercars Weekly, except for the odd occasion like today when there's a special bit of news that means we have to hold it over until Friday. So anyway, that's us done for Repco Supercars Weekly. Have a great weekend. All the best to the Aussies and Kiwis in the 500 and at Monaco. There's going to be some bleary eyes, I reckon, on Monday morning. I will certainly be one of them. We'll chat to you next week, though, on Repco Supercars Weekly and right across the Motorsport Podcast Network. Have a great weekend.
Every lap in under a minute. Every move made to matter. Every decision impacting the outcome of the race. Supercars in Perth. Every second matters. Bosch Power Tools Perth Super Sprint, May 17 to 19. Book now at Ticketek. Supercars. Unforgettable.
Do you know how to find the right oil for your car? Now you can find out quickly and easily online, thanks to Castrol's Rego to Oil tool. Simply type in your Rego, select your state, and within seconds you'll know the best Castrol products to unlock the edge of performance in your car. So what's your car best suited to? Just search Rego, the number 2, and oil, and find out.